Michael Edenfield, the general manager of member station KIAL in Unalaska, Alaska, joins us now on the line with an update on the situation in the Aleutian Islands. Last night, a disabled Malaysian freighter broke apart on stormy seas. A Coast Guard helicopter crashed while trying to rescue some of its Filipino and Indian crew members. Michael, welcome.
Hi, Neil.
I understand the sun has been up there for about an hour now. Has the Coast Guard resumed rescue operations?
At this point, they are looking for bodies. They have resumed at first light. There were helicopters dispatched to Scan Bay, which is about 27 miles southwest of the city of Unalaska in the port of Dutch Harbor. And so rescue operations have been resumed. It's my understanding at this point the focus is now, I'm told there's definitely oil, and the focus is now on assembling HAZWOP teams, HAZWOP, which is Hazardous Waste Operations.
So six people still missing, and they are now presumed dead.
I can't say for certain that they're presumed dead. I don't have that for certain. What I can say is that they did not have survival suits. They only had life jackets, and we, 38 to 42 degree water temperatures here. It's I don't want to speculate. I really hope for the best, for their sake.
Now, again, you said it appears there is oil. The ship, as I understand it, had about 500,000 gallons of bunker oil. That's a fuel oil, particularly thick and viscous oil. It's not a tanker. It was. This is just the fuel for the ship.
Right. It's just the fuel for the ship. The ship was actually carrying soybean en route from Seattle to China. Since Tuesday, it's been adrift, kind of floating south towards the island, between three tugboats and a Coast Guard cutter. They have not been able to stop. They weren't able to stop the vessel from hitting the rocky shore here.
They did, as I understand, have some time to try to transfer some of the oil into internal tanks that are less exposed than, obviously, external tanks.
Yeah, Neil, that's my understanding. I don't know how much of that was successfully transferred in.
This is an environmentally sensitive area.
Right. This is the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. We have quite a few endangered bird species, stellar sea lion. It's a wildlife refuge. This particular part of the island is particularly sensitive. It's very hard to get there. There's no roads leading that way. And given the rocky conditions, I would imagine vessels would have a hard time as well. It's hard to access.
There's just no way to get there, and the weather at this time of the year can be very bad, and, of course, there's not a lot of daylight.
Right. Well, when this accident happened, we were looking at gale force winds and seas up to 20 feet. And right now, the weather is actually much better. The sun is actually peeking out, and it's about 32 degrees, to give you an idea. But it's much calmer today than it was for the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of any plans to try to initiate a cleanup, pull that ship off the rocks, or what remains of the ship?
I don't know any specific plans. What I do know is that they are looking for as many HAZWOP workers here in Unalaska and Dutch Harbor as possible. What I was told is as many as possible. So I can't go any further than that in terms of planning.
And just to clarify, Michael, there are six people missing. They are crew members?
They're crew from the Malaysian freighter, right? All the Coast Guard personnel none of the Coast Guard personnel were left in the water. The Coast Guard chopper that went down was actually conducting a rescue operation. It was a H-60 Jayhawk helicopter, and there were 10 people on board. Four of them were, it's my understanding, successfully rescued by another helicopter on board the Coast Guard cutter Alex Haley, which was on scene.
Michael Edenfield, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Neil.
Michael Edenfield is the general manager of member station KIAL, and he joined us from Unalaska in Alaska. Tomorrow, by the way, join Ira Flatow. It's Science Friday. He'll have an analysis of science spending in the recently approved budget bill and a look at the effects of steroids on athletes. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation Science Friday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.